This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The U.S. and Italian ambassadors to Sri Lanka have become the latest victims in that country's decades-long rebel insurgency. The two diplomats had just made a helicopter landing in a major eastern city when their craft came under fire by Tamil Tiger rebels.
Officials say that two men were slightly wounded in the attack. A spokesperson for the Tamil Tigers apologized, saying it mistook the helicopter for a military target, and accuses the Sri Lankan army of putting the ambassadors in harm's way.
And let's stay in Sri Lanka for this next story, where for months now, 500,000 people have been, in effect, cut off in the northern tip of the country. Their home is the Jaffna Peninsula. That peninsula is controlled by the Sri Lankan government. The territory just south of it is in the hands of the Tamil Tiger rebels.
In August, the road linking Jaffna to the rest of the island was cut after the Tamil insurgency flared up again. Jaffna's residents say that since then they've been living in an open prison, and a very frightening one. NPR's Philip Reeves has been talking to some of them.
On the busy streets of downtown Colombo, it's hard to tell anything's wrong. There's little sign this is the capital of a tropical island where some 4,000 people have died in little more than a year, and several hundred thousands have fled their homes. There are roadblocks and soldiers on the city's streets, but shops and restaurants are bustling. This is very different from the place 21-year-old Arasu Hasiri Mahajan left just a few hours ago. Arasu is sitting in an airline office in Colombo, catching his breath. He's just flown in from Jaffna. He was lucky enough to get a flight out.
1 month. Ticket, 2 weeks.
He explains it took him weeks to get permission to leave and secure a seat on the plane. He now plans to head for England to try to get a job. In a small house down a narrow alleyway, Saraswati Pillai is planning her new life. She arrived a couple of weeks ago with two of her daughters, eager to get them out of the conflict zone and into school in Colombo. There are now daily flights from Jaffna, and there are also ships, but waiting lists run into thousands. Those wanting to leave undergo a lengthy vetting process by the Sri Lankan military, who are trying to make sure they're not members of the Tamil Tigers. For many weeks, Saraswati went every day to stand in line. Sometimes, she says, people's frustration boiled over.
There have been a lot of people waiting in the queue, and there have been a stampede, and wall has been collapsed, and a lot of people injured while they're waiting in the queue.
Most of the people on the Jaffna Peninsula are members of the island's Tamil minority. There are many reasons for them to try to leave. Prices for food and other essential items have rocketed since the road was cut. A coconut, a staple food in Sri Lanka, costs 8 times more than it used to. Some medicines are also in short supply. Contacting people on the Jaffna Peninsula can be difficult. The phones are unreliable and sometimes cut, but it can be done. On a poor quality line, NPR reached the Bishop of Jaffna, Thomas Savundaranayagan. He says people in Jaffna are struggling to get by.
People have no money because they have no work. Fishing is very much limited, and there is no other work here, no building work, development work, nothing is going on.
But the biggest worry of the people of Jaffna is not about food prices, nor is it about the curfews that start every day at sunset, or the power cuts in some places, or the sound almost every night of the shells flying back and forth from nearby tiger-held territory. Safe now in her new home in Colombo, Saraswati Pillai says the biggest worry in Jaffna is about people who just disappear.
More than the frustration is abductions. Maybe youngsters, maybe married people, been taken away. And next day, there are wives or the parents who go, get onto the street and they're screaming. This is a part of day-to-day life in Jaffna.
Bishop Savundaranayagan says more than 500 people have gone missing or been killed in Jaffna in the last few months.
People vanish suddenly at night during the curfew, where we, every day night we have curfew. And during that time, the people are abducted and they disappear. We don't know who has taken them away. And also people are killed and their bodies are found all over the place.
Human rights activists say some of these killings and abductions are committed by the Sri Lankan security forces or a breakaway Tamil paramilitary faction linked to them. And some are the work of the Tamil Tigers.
There's a culture of fear, partly brought about by the isolation now of the people of Jaffna.
Rohan Edrosina is from the Center for Policy Alternatives, a Colombo-based think tank. He says although abductions and killings have been going on for months, Sri Lanka's law enforcement agencies have yet to identify the culprits.
The human rights community, civil society in Sri Lanka is extremely concerned about this phrase that is on everyone's lips, the culture of impunity and the growing culture of impunity in Sri Lanka today.
No one in Sri Lanka feels that concern more acutely than the frightened people of Jaffna. Philip Reeves, NPR News.